From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Nigeria's government says it is reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner swap for the rest. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can go free. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from the Islamic militants.
The forces launched a fresh attack Sunday with heavy shelling. IS fighters returned fire with mortars and car bombs. So far, a Peshmerga commander says they've taken 11 villages from IS. The forces are targeting the town of Gwer, about 40 kilometers southeast of Mosul. From there, officials hope they can take back Mosul.
That was Nathan Frandino reporting. Iraq's leaders have promised to end the Islamic State's two-year control of Mosul this year. Thai police, the spokesperson with the department, said Sunday they know who was behind a recent series of deadly bombings and that at least one man has been detained for questioning. Police have been searching for those responsible for 11 small bomb attacks that killed 4 people and wounded dozens of others in several key tourist towns Thursday night and Friday morning. Police suspect someone with a political agenda is behind those attacks. This is VOA News. Tensions are running high in the central U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Sunday, after police shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop on Saturday. Following the shooting, an angry crowd threw rocks at police and set fires to businesses, injuring at least one police officer. The officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to say Monday how he would combat Islamic terrorism, just days after claiming President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton founded the Islamic State militant group. Trump, after repeating the claim, later said he meant the remark as sarcasm. Meanwhile, Clinton is scheduled to campaign this week in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and North Carolina, where recent polls show her leading in each of those states. Hundreds of protesters braved heavy rains in the Philippines capital Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero's cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with them.
Hearing someone who was a dictator and a torturer and who stole from us and they have not admitted to anything. How can we just sit back and, in the memory of all those that died, that disappeared, how can we just let them do that?
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Heroes Cemetery as a former soldier and president. Police say the man who attacked passengers on a Swiss train with a knife and burning liquid has died of his wounds. A woman attacked during Saturday's rampage also died. Authorities say 3 others, including a 6-year-old girl, remain in critical condition. Police are not sure if the man is linked to extremist groups. And in Rio Sunday, the world's fastest man, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, is going for his unprecedented 3rd straight gold in the 100 meters despite a sore hamstring.
I know it's a bit nerve-wracking, but I am awaiting his run because I know he'll be doing very good.
That was Bolt's mother, Jennifer Bolt. And on Saturday, American swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed another gold medal by swimming on the winning U.S. 4x100 medley. The U.S. women's 4x100 medley won gold also. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.